your shine's on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tom at Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks.
Why
didn't you join me?
I don't know, I was off my little world. I don't know.
He was
ready?
Busy.
Ready?
Ready? Sure. Together we are the
such a jerk.
Pull yourself together, man.
Focus, Tommy. Focus.
What? Huh? Oh, butterfly.
Ooh. Something shiny.
Hello and welcome to our very first edition of Between Two Geeks.
That's right.
And we should probably have one of them between us, though.
No.
Then we can't cuddle.
That just got real awkward.
Can't do it.
Okay, alright then.
This is an edition of Deep Fried Geeks where your favorite geeks interview people they find interesting, Tom.
That's right.
So it could be anybody.
So it's like a play on a Between Two Ferns.
Yes, by Zach Galifianakis.
That's
so
right.
Don't sue us, Zach.
No, please. We changed it. Can't sue us.
We could interview a random homeless man if we wanted.
That sounds exhilarating.
Have you done that?
Whoa, it does sound exhilarating.
Has he done that before?
No, but we could. This is our show, Tom. We could do whatever.
Let's just go track down some random guy under a bridge.
Do whatever we want, buddy.
Let's go track down a random dude under a bridge and then start asking him about his life.
See, Tessa's got the...
But there's no dignity in that.
So how does that make you feel?
Yeah, see, Tessie has the right...
We're not Dr. Phil. We're not going to try to degrade them under a bridge.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that? Man. Yes, no. That's where you're going to be.
No.
Bert.
You can interview a local fry cook.
That's better.
Or a lunch lady. That would be amazing.
A lunch lady lamb.
So today we are interviewing...
Is that even politically correct, calling them lunch lady night? Cafeteria attendants.
I think lunch lady.
Lunch woman.
If I was a lunch lady, I would want to be called a lunch lady.
And it rhymes, and so it sounds much better than, like, cafeteria staff
rhyme?
Or something.
I would
want to
be called B.A.
She's lunch lady, not lunchy lady.
So then when they're
lunch day lady.
Call me B.A.
Cafeteria staff or, like, cafeteria volunteer, it doesn't really roll off the tongue very well, so I would definitely want to be called lunch lady.
Cafeteria woman.
Children and food service engineers.
Oh, that's good, too.
That makes it sound so intricate.
That's right, it sounds
you sound so professional when you say it like that.
So intricate. May as well have
what's
a PhD.
What's an acronym?
That's right.
We could come up with a funny acronym, probably.
For food,
for
lunch
ladies?
Yeah.
Flatulence. Imagine if it all lined up perfectly and it spelled out flatulence.
That's too long.
That'd be pretty
amazing. It's got to be something like greasy or...
Yes.
All right, so you keep thinking of your acronym, and I'm going to introduce who we're interviewing
today. I'm going to forget in about 5 minutes, so let's just get to the interview part.
More like 5 seconds.
Tom, do you remember Avenger?
Yeah, I think I may remember, but I don't know. Oh, wait, yes, because he's right there.
Yes.
He's been talking the whole time. It's hard to just pretend like he's
people
not here.
People are like, yay, he's back.
I don't remember him, but yay, he's back.
He's not as significant as the other two, but yay.
Holy
cow, what did you do to your phone?
Don't worry about it.
It looks like there's a spider's web on it.
It still works.
Oh my gosh, that is... Okay, we're getting really sidetracked right
are.
Now.
If you remember Avenger, I struggle with his name. Mm-hmm. Avenger, he was on a couple episodes, right, Tom?
Yeah.
He is our number one fan, I think is how we describe him.
I think that's pretty accurate, too.
I think the last episode you were on was our 50th episode, correct?
Why couldn't I have been there? That would have been great. I like doing anniversary stuff.
Yeah. You were busy washing your hair or something.
I was?
You were busy getting coffee.
A true female joke.
Move.
Move.
Washing your hair, making sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Doing what you're supposed to do.
Too busy, like, coding some games and things like that. Running the Empire State Building, you know, important stuff.
Oh.
I could have been
here.
I
didn't know we were interviewing somebody who runs the Empire State Building.
Are we getting listened to by the CIA now?
So Tommy Two Stars and I were having a conversation
FBI's local about CIA's internet.
Avenger.
Yes.
Avenger. And I mentioned to Tom that his sister was a vegetarian.
She is.
And Tom's response was, "Whoa, I've always wanted to meet a real live vegetarian."
That's not crazy. My mother is.
That makes it sound.
It makes it sound like it's a rare breed I've never seen before.
I'm just gonna say, it makes it sound like a vegetarian is like some long prehistoric dead creature thing.
They speak Latin like, in some faraway land. They worship at Stonehenge.
I speak ancient Japanese.
So Tom was like, "Oh man, we have to interview this girl because I really want to talk to a vegetarian."
It makes me sound so bland. What's the pizzazz in there?
Pizzazz. Oh man, pizzazz! I really want to interview this girl.
What are you talking about?
Shazam!
Hey, that was like a female Bill Cosby.
Shazam!
And so we decided to have Tessie on our show. We're calling her Tessie.
Lock Tess Monster.
Her official nickname is Lock Tess Monster.
Yeah, AKA
Tessie.
Tessie for short.
So in our Between Two Geeks, we're going to be, how the format works is we each ask 10 questions.
10 questions.
I ask
a question. It's like a game of 20 questions, but not really.
Right. I ask a question, Tom asks a question.
10 questions.
And we go back and forth. So if we want to build a little bit off the questions, we can and have topics about them and conversations.
Like we always do. We go
like
on
we
tangents.
Sidetracking! Woo!
So,
one of our strong suits.
Hello, guest of the interview.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but okay.
Hi.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Guest of the interview. Put that on
where's my
scum.
First question?
I was a guest on this interview. Interviewee, if you will.
Can you tell us your name and age?
Why not your social security number, too? And your address?
I shall not.
You can tell us your nickname.
There you go.
But I'm Tessie, and I am 13 as of January.
Boom! And you are the sister of...
that guy.
I think you need to be a little more specific because you know it's voices,
it's
so you can't really. You can picture
she
them in your mind.
Avengers sister,
yes,
younger sister,
younger sister.
What is your occupation?
Pretty much drawing and stuff. Actually, I'm drawing right now. I'm drawing an evil llama.
We're just doing a small profile first.
Yeah. Freelance.
Because all good interviews do small profiles first, right?
She's also a student, I would assume.
Yay!
Studious students. Study.
Alright, so what's your first question to Mr. Tommy Two Stars?
Alright, here's my first question. How long have you been a vegetarian?
I guess since I was... since I was born, I guess.
Basically, since you could eat solid food.
Really?
That long?
Yeah.
Never. Okay.
So, like, you were like two, and you're like, I don't want to eat meat.
No.
She tried meat once, and she
was gross.
Sick.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a mutant superpower.
Mm-hmm.
No. She was just like born.
She was born
it.
A vegetarian.
It's not like I was bitten by some radioactive vegetarian spider
amazing,
or something.
Though.
She's like a D-list X-Men.
I can digest vegetables at a normal rate.
I think it sounds better than Jubilee's lame power.
Oh, yeah.
Fireworks through my
hands. Woo, fireworks!
Blow up.
Baby, you're fire!
My question is the first geek question of the interview, Tessie.
Okay.
What is your favorite TV show of all time?
This is going to sound really lame, but I like Cutthroat Kitchen a lot.
Cutthroat Kitchen is amazing,
right? That's fantastic.
Right? I love Ultimate Brown.
Old
He's amazing.
His old show, Good Eats, oh, it's fantastic.
Have you seen Cutthroat Kitchen, Tom? So
it's
good.
Fun,
I love
fun
seeing
watch.
Them. I love seeing
it's
all the,
a little repetitive.
The strange sabotage
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
Alton Brown is
you
pretty
can't
fantastic.
Use pants.
He is pretty awesome. He's
considering I really don't watch
show.
TV all that often at all, it is a great show.
You have to wear this blindfold.
Woo!
The extreme, but
I think there has been one about
really?
A blindfold.
I know they like take pants. And cut
I'm not going to cut off your arm.
Where's the sauce?
And you must saute him.
Where's
cook armless.
We're gonna
where's
use...
the lamb sauce?
We're going to use this as a secret ingredient on Iron Chef.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Cut through kitchen.
Cannibalism edition.
All right, Tom. Your second question.
All right. So my second question is... Okay,
she kind of answered it.
I know, because you are too impatient. You just answered the question in a row.
Sorry, I'll try to stop doing that.
What made you want to become a vegetarian?
It's gross to me, and because it's an animal, and I happen to be an animal lover, and it's really strange, but I think chickens are adorable, I think cows are adorable, I don't like the idea of eating things like that.
Okay, you don't like eating cuddly things?
No.
So,
I had chicken ones once as well, and I really, really loved them. That also contributed to the fact I don't like eating them, because they're adorable.
You had a pet chicken?
Well, no, we had a couple chickens for a while, except a raccoon kind of came in and ate them, and that was really sad because my chicken...
Those savage little bandits.
My chicken was
so
eaten, and I was very sad.
Do you think that your chicken would want to be eaten by you instead of a raccoon, though? Like, if it had to choose?
If it had to die.
I'm sure the raccoon was happy. It was like, this is way better than that old trash.
I don't think she would have wanted to be eaten either way.
I think for me, if like somebody was like, would you rather be eaten by Bill Cosby or Tommy Two Stars? I'd be like, Tommy, take the first bite.
Well, now you're not. So basically, that's your funeral.
In the casket,
we're just going to put you on a spit and rotate you over, and we're just going to eat you one by one. This is how we want to be.
It's not bad.
Is it on selling for you, Tessa, that you have your bottle of water on a burger?
It is.
No,
It's subtle imagery.
So, Cutthroat Kitchen is your favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Everybody has streaming of sorts. So do you guys have streaming at your house?
Nope.
No streaming stuff.
Nope. We've only got Hulu. Netflix and Hulu and
Amazon. Netflix is streaming.
You literally just said streaming. We have none. Just Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon.
Do you have cooking equipment at your house? No, we just have a stove.
We just have a stove right away.
Mega loudness.
Pants,
when you
like
say
that.
Streaming, I think of live television because that's
that's not streaming.
That's live television.
Live streaming.
The whole purpose of streaming was so you didn't have to watch.
I
live
hate to get off topic. That's really freaking me out. It's just,
what's that?
That doll right there, that weird, like, Hulk doll.
Oh, my Hulk Hogan dolls?
That's scary.
Those dolls are older than Mr. Tommy Two Stars.
It looks like it wants to kill me. I don't know.
Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Disgusting.
Might be.
1985 it came out. Yeah. So what is one show that you binged watched on a streaming network?
Now that we know that you do have them,
I guess technically, if you want to call it binge watching, it was Wee Bear Bears because it's a fun cartoon show.
Is it on streaming?
It's on Hulu, I believe. Yeah,
they only had the first season on there.
Wee Bear Bears?
It's a very good
it's
show.
A really awesome cartoon show.
It's on Cartoon Network.
Okay.
It's about three bears, right? One is a polar bear, a brown bear,
and a panda bear.
And they live together. They're buddies, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And don't they run a food truck company or something like that?
They do a lot of crazy stuff. Sometimes it happens for only like one episode, but a couple times it carries over.
It's a very weird show.
It does sound
strange.
As
you can tell, it's off of Cartoon Network. But it is pretty good. So, what would you consider binge watching, Tom? You'd have to be at least more than one episode
a day,
right?
More than one episode a day. I'd say at least, like, four or five.
So does it qualify?
I would say I've done that, yes. But don't worry, I did other things that day. I did other productive things, and I didn't just watch
those. Binge-watching is a badge of honor.
Yeah.
You don't have to be ashamed to binge-watch.
Sometimes just binge-watch.
I've watched two seasons of a
television
show in one day.
Depends on how long the season
are,
though.
You doing with your life? You have to be, like... at Buffalo Wild Wings, like, chowing down some delicious wings or pretzel or something. You could be reading a book. You could have gone a walk.
Overrated.
I dare say books are overrated.
I happen to enjoy binge-watching TV.
Those word paper folders? What are you talking about?
I think it was Doctor Who.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, well, to be honest, that is an awesome
show. I might have done that with Flash, too, because I think I watched the whole season of Flash in one day, the whole first one. Or at least it was maybe like a day and a half.
If you want to qualify it, the two shows that I've binge-watched is... I watched, like, three-quarters of a season of Friends. And then
really?
I binge-watched almost the entire Stranger Things.
Pretty amazing.
Have
you watched Stranger Things, Tessie? Whoa! That was Tessie, that time of Two Stars.
Did I get that on the mic?
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure.
Look at the sound.
That was
Well, to answer your question, I don't kill me, please, but I think Stranger Things is overrated. I like to make fun of Evan for watching it.
How
sometimes.
Dare you? Season 2 is going to be fantastic.
Nerd!
It's going to be great. Oh, all right, Tom, your next question, sire.
Sire?
What, if you had to choose one, what meat could you eat or would you eat? If you had to eat it.
Are you kidding me? I have to choose?
Yeah, choose one.
Oh.
There is no choice.
I would rather starve and not eat anything. I can't eat
just
them.
Staunch. If it was
staunch
like,
vegetarian.
Hey, either you eat this meat or we kill the bunny.
Or we shoot you.
Anyway.
What?
You eat an already dead animal or we kill a bunny.
Well, then I guess...
In front of you.
You would already... I guess I would eat the thing that's already dead because it can't feel it now.
Okay, so what would you want it to be then? If you
no.
had to like choose,
oh,
maybe like
okay.
a
what's my least favorite animal ever? I can't think of it. I like a lot of animals.
Naked mole rat.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a mole rat.
They're so adorable.
Naked mole rats are.
They look like they got like weird scabby skin. It looks like my leg right now.
What if you like you skewered the naked mole rat? So it's got the big teeth just hanging out.
Nasty. You know what? Please, there's a little tag on the package. Please remove teeth before consuming. Oh my gosh.
All right, so my next question is, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Why? Why must I get these questions? I like too many movies.
They're character questions.
I like Nightmare Before Christmas. I like, I really liked Doctor Strange. That was awesome, considering I'm not a fan of, like, Marvel stuff.
What's in your favorites? Usually a favorite means one.
I can't choose! They're all amazing!
That's a really
I
like
almost every Disney movie, because they're all awesome. Yeah, I can't decide.
You can't choose one?
No, I don't have a favorite. They're most of the movies I've watched are all great.
Alright, your turn, Tom.
Okay.
If you had to pick an animal to take your place and you had to be eaten instead of them, what animal would that be?
I don't know. I have an idea what you think.
Maybe, most likely a penguin, because penguins are my favorites. Maybe a squid, because I love squids.
So you would then be eaten by elephant seals.
Yeah.
And whales, and that's okay.
I'd rather have myself beaten inside out rather than a penguin.
Okay.
So, do people eat penguins?
As far as I know, I don't know.
I know they eat leopard seals.
Penguins.
Good, get rid of those.
No, I mean,
people
leopard. Yeah, people can eat leopard
get rid
seals.
Of those horrible seals. I mean, they're cute, but they're mean because they eat the penguins.
Donk.
The caveman on them.
Right. If you could live with any fictional character, who would it be?
Ooh. That's also a hard one. A lot that I like. Possibly Harry Potter because he's awesome.
Donald Trump.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not a political meme person, but no, I don't want to live with the Oompa Loompa. I will not live with
him. He's not a fictional character. Okay. So my correct answer is Jesus. I know Jesus isn't a fictional character.
I'm just going to walk away.
Oh my God.
Because not only is that just blasphemy, he existed. There's
no
history books.
That's me. So, I guess, getting it back on track, possibly Harry
First
Potter.
First of all, if you live with Harry Potter, you're going to be striped with danger just like him. You may even be dead.
It would still be cool.
So you have to
possibly,
have Ron and Hermione with you.
Otherwise you ain't going to make it.
Possibly Ranok the deer, even though he died, which made me very sad.
Who?
Ranok the deer from Firebringer. It's a very long book, but it's awesome. Soren and his friends from Guardians of Ga'Hoole, because that was also a great series that I still haven't finished yet. I almost finished it, but I didn't.
Bunch of owls.
They're awesome. I don't like how they look in the movie, though. They don't look how I imagine
them.
So far,
it's like all animals. You
except for Harry Potter.
She said she likes animals.
Is there a problem with that?
There's not. What fictional animal character would you want to live with, Tom?
If I had to pick, like, a Donkey Kong.
Nice!
I'm
you want banana!
How about you, Avenger?
Banana.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
battle between Donkey Kong and Minions over bananas.
Oh boy. Nice.
I've got mine already. Mine would be Brian the dog from Family Guy.
He'd be so snarky and just mean to you all the time.
Yeah,
despite
point.
The fact that he dies, Smaug.
Smaug? That'd be
Smaug.
Pretty cool, too. You'd have
specifically Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Avenger, what would you like to go do?
Benny Honda Cumberbush. Brickenridge.
Cumberly pants.
We know that everybody geeks out about something, right? And one of your favorite geeky things is Pokemon.
Yes,
no.
And Splatoon.
So, who is your favorite Pokemon and why?
Well, I have two favorites, and there are definite two favorites, which are Samurott and Blastoise. I like them, both mostly because water type is one of my favorite types.
I skipped you.
Blastoise. Blastoise is more like a nostalgia thing because I remember when I was a bit younger,
turtle.
I was playing Fire Red and I knew how to read, but I wasn't paying attention, so I had no idea what I was doing. And so I ended up with a level 52 Blastoise, and everything else was like below level 20. But I just blew through everything, but I never got to the Elite Four because I was stuck at Silph-Co because I didn't know what I was doing. But still, I loved my Blastoise, and
because
so
you just hydro pump your way to victory.
Boom,
hydro
pump, boom, boom,
yeah.
Hydro
pump it.
And then Samurott is Samurott's a favorite of mine, mostly because he's really
Whoa.
Cool.
Whoa. You weren't supposed to hear that.
What just happened? I did
I
not
have
listen.
Young
no,
don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry
well,
about
then,
it.
Well then, I guess continuing, Samurott's another favorite of mine.
What's
because
that one I
it's from
heard of.
Black and White and Black
okay.
and White 2, and I like him because he's a samurai. I had a lot of fun with him going through the Elite Four with him and my other members of my team. I get starters are, for the most part, overrated because there are Pokemon that are better than them, but I still like them.
So you would say you're more of a fan of the games than the shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
You get to be a participant.
All right, so I made a mistake. Time Two Stars pointed out. I did two questions in a row.
How dare you skip the top.
Alright. So, let's see. We talk about Pokemon. If you could be a vegetable, what kind of vegetable would you like to be?
Okay, this is already going somewhere strange.
That technically already exists in the human race.
Not like a comatose vegetable.
Like a delicious veggie.
Like if you could be a giant vegetable, what vegetable would you be?
I don't know. Maybe a leek, just because it's such a strange thing, or like a green onion, because they're just such strange vegetables. There's a leek in the boat! Yes, I am here! And I can make lots of fun jokes like that.
Oh, it would be good to make little puns about yourself.
Leek jokes. Yeah. There's a leek in the boat! Yes, I know! I am here! Do you not realize I exist? No, not you. The actual boat. Not
right,
funny,
Tom,
but
second
oh well.
Second question.
If you could change your hands into any vegetable so you could eat them whenever you want,
what vegetable would you be? Why? Okay, then I guess I would turn them into like heads of lettuce because I like lettuce.
And they're just constantly growing. Just
big
takes a bite.
Oh, my hands are overgrown a bit. I gotta chew them down a bit. Don't worry, it'll grow back in a few days or so. I don't know.
That's the D-list.
That's the
D-list
action power. They would call it iceberg.
Alright, what do you want to be when you grow up? More of a serious question.
I would like to either work for Disney and provide them with, like, characters and designs and stuff, or go for Nintendo and do the exact same thing.
See, that's what I wanted to do. That's pretty neat.
Because I have all sorts of cool game ideas, but since I stink at programming, I can't, unfortunately, make those a reality at the moment.
We leave that to the nerds.
So
be
kind of like an Imagineer for Disney?
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet. All right, Tom.
Okay. So, you say you like all animals. What is your favorite animal of all?
I guess in realistic animals, I love penguins. I have no clue why. They're just cute, and I've loved them ever since I was little. And I guess in fantasy terms, dragons. Definitely dragons.
Dragons are pretty
strong. Dragons or penguins. My sister loves penguins. I love dragons. It's like a nice little balance.
It's like a little mix. What if you could have like a Pagron.
Pagron. So like a fire-breathing penguin?
That'd it sounds cool. Like Pagron.
Or a dragon that can go and act like a penguin. So what would it rather be, like a penguin that breathes fire?
I would want a dragon that's black
that
and white.
Like a penguin?
That acts like a penguin.
Yo,
yeah,
that like flies
cool.
through the water. Just
yes.
Doesn't actually fly in there.
But he's black and white.
Black and white?
Yes.
The Pagron, is that what
the Pac-Man.
It sounds like...
The Pac-Man.
I have a question for Avenger.
Oh, switch it up.
Well, if you could eat a penguin, would you? I would.
Why? Why would you do that?
I know, right?
Emperor.
Why would you? Why would you think of doing that?
If the moon was made of cheese,
Okay, that's completely different. The moon is not a living being, so I have no problem eating it. But
if there's a penguin right here in the room, would you eat it? I don't know.
I'd cover that penguin in cheese and. Gravy!
Gobble it right up! That is not very nice of you.
So
go sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
Okay. I bet you the kingfisher penguins would taste the best.
The
little short fat ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get all
there's
the
enough
fat
meat.
Layer
yeah.
of the meat.
No, I want the emperor penguins.
You're all
so
horrible
much meat.
People.
You're like, all you can eat penguin smorgasbord.
I know, but.
Penguin nuggets.
But the kingfisher penguin would be like. Like a little like,
king, is that like a combination between a penguin and a kingfisher?
I think there is such a thing as a kingfisher
penguin.
I've never
heard of that one. There's a kingfisher, and then there's a penguin.
It's a bird?
I'm going to look up
okay.
Yeah, a kingfisher's a bird.
Is there a king penguin, maybe it's called?
Emperor penguin.
I think there's a king one, too.
I'm looking
what's the little ones with the weird
little blue penguins?
The puffin?
Oh, you mean grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers, yes.
Macaronis, something like that. They
yeah.
both have funky
so it's not
hair.
Called kingfisher.
No.
Get your species straight.
I don't care about penguins. I just want to eat them. I just want to put a penguin in my mouth.
Penguin in my mouth. That's a kingfisher.
Have some penguin foie gras. Penguin foie gras.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
We
yeah.
can, we can no longer be friends.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So that's a kingfisher.
Okay.
Little bluebird.
Alright, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
It's okay.
So what's the little fat penguin with the dreads?
It's either a rock hopper or a macaroni.
Just Google that. Little fat penguin with dreads.
little fat penguin with
dreads.
This could be great.
It's going to be like Bob Marley on a penguin.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Oh, that's one, that's one.
Gonna put the penguin
in
my mouth.
Every little thing. Gonna be all
y'all
right.
Are me.
I'm a big one. It's all right.
We're waiting to see what little fat penguin with dreads come pulls up.
Power of the internet. The Jimmynet.
Ooh, radio silence.
It came up with a person.
Oh, really?
People. That's not even like
that's
everybody. It's close as one.
All right.
That's
right
scary.
There. Yeah, that's a little... Oh, no.
It's actually a fat penguin with dreads.
Yeah.
Nice.
From the one Penguin Surfer movie.
Oh,
called.
I love Surf's Up.
Yeah.
That's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
The second one. John Cena
is
in
it. Is it my question again?
I don't know. We got so sidetracked.
What did you just ask? What do you want to do?
I asked that.
The animal.
Yeah, so it's mine.
There you go.
If you were stuck on...
Yeah,
what did you
eat?
Like half a penguin?
No.
If you were stuck on an island, what three things would you bring with you?
No, one of these questions. Dang. Okay.
A pen.
My
a book.
My sketch.
A pen,
I'd bring
a pineapple and an apple.
You can do so much with it.
It's so much.
Apple.
Can you just make
apple.
Something
new? Pineapple. Okay. In real terms, I'd probably bring a sketchbook, a pen, or like a pencil, or whichever, and either a never-ending supply of Pocky sticks or a never-ending supply of something else. I don't know.
We might as well just bring a never-ending supply of like Hermione's bag, which is.
I bring a never-ending supply of.
You never said it couldn't.
There's a tent in here.
You never said it couldn't put stuff in one of the items.
I bring a cruise ship.
Woo!
Now I have a buffet, a pool.
I'll bring the entire Buffalo Wild Wings with Matt in it,
there
and he can
go.
Cook
your
food for me.
Bonus. All right, Tom, your question.
So, if you could sauté any sort of... Well, actually, let me do a different question. So...
I was excited about the saute.
I know. It made me hungry.
If you could saute a penguin, what would you saute in it?
No.
Butter and bacon.
No.
If you could be eaten by any mythical creature, what would you like to be eaten by?
I would be eaten by a dragon.
A dragon.
I would want to be eaten by a
charbroiled Tessie.
A unicorn.
Brony.
You'd like to become rainbow, like rainbow ice cream.
Oh, like become rainbow poop.
Rainbow feces.
Why a dragon, Tessie?
Because then I can support the dragon population and they can continue to exist because they're amazing.
Huh? That's a good answer.
You know, there are Komodo dragons.
Yes,
so
I'm aware of that, and they eat humans,
so
and they're awesome.
Actually happen.
Yes.
They're just
as a matter of fact, we have our guest. No.
Smaug! Did you have a Smaug impersonation?
I did it earlier. You want me to do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
Because you were just like,
I didn't hear it earlier.
Did you really do it earlier?
Yes, you did! Everyone was listening. Even the viewers heard it. Even your listeners heard it.
I was thinking about
eating
penguins.
I gotta throw this pen at you. With the tip out.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's pretty good. Is there a penguin that starts with a B?
Blue penguins.
Butter,
bacon, and blue penguins. That's horrible. Don't do that. No.
They're like little chicken wings.
All right, Tessie.
Yes.
You've been given an elephant.
For
you
free.
You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with it?
Ride it.
I guess I would go build a house in their native... Actually, I'd go build a house wherever their native habitat is and then just let it roam there and then...
India?
Like, bring it back.
Africa?
Yeah, either
or
like...
In Asia.
So you build it a nice, beautiful house?
Well, yeah, I'd have like a... I guess if I had enough wood and whatever to do,
but
I would build
still
like
have
a stable.
To be your pet because you couldn't give it away.
Okay.
So you still have to keep it. So you would just build it a house and go in there and like feed it everywhere.
Yeah, except it would probably smell, especially... I'm glad it's not giraffe, though, because I went to a giraffe exhibit at one point, and the pen, holy cow, that smelled terrible.
But actually, elephant poo is rather easy to clean up because it's very dry.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
But still, giraffe
the
poo.
The episode of Bear Grylls when he's drinking the elephant.
Oh, yeah.
He had to squeeze the bad boy down, but overall, like, it just plump over
there.
Would you do
that?
No, I wouldn't
really
do that. I'd rather die.
Really?
Bear
you discussed
that
on the episode.
Rather eat a vegetable.
How about you, Tessie? Would you eat? Would you drink bear elephant poop water
if you had to survive? And you're apparently only thing available.
I mean,
was
I guess
poop.
So, but Bear Grylls is fake. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
He's a real person.
No, I know he's real, but there's
he's
always like the camera crew with him. They're always supplying like bacon and water and all that sort of stuff.
TV show.
He's doing fake stuff.
He doesn't have to survive. He just shows what to do if you had to.
Exactly.
Do
the camera crew always has like hamburgers and bacon and popcorn.
That's why he gets a little warning at the beginning.
Still, but he's like. It's still fake because even though he's doing it, it's not really him surviving because there's a camera crew and then bacon and water and hamburgers
like,
and popcorn.
Oh, did you say that cricket? Oh, no, give me the bacon burger.
Yeah. I'll hand that up and make it look like I'm eating the
sauté this cricket.
I'll make it look like I'm eating a cricket, but I'm not really.
All right, time for two stars. Your turn.
My goodness.
Jeez.
I put a muzzle on you.
How dare you.
If you could open a personal zoo, would you or would you not?
I guess if I gave the animals all enough space and whatever and the things they would need to survive, I would build it. I'd make maybe like a small like local zoo thing. I wouldn't do like a ginormous zoo, like a New York zoo, no.
What kind of animals would you put in it? Follow-up question.
Obviously red pandas because they're cute and I love them. Penguins somewhere.
Red pandas.
Oh, they got some cool exotic animals that people don't normally see. Chameleons, because they're cool.
Chameleons.
So I have a side question to that question.
Okay.
Sub question to the sub.
What if you needed to control your zoo population? Like you got out of control, and there's just too many animals.
I would get a plane. I would take all the species of
flies. Would you let Tom and Avenger and I eat
the leftovers?
Excess zoo population.
If you didn't see us eat it,
like open like a side restaurant where?
No, I would get a plane. I'd get them all safely packed up and take them back to their natural habitats.
Go free.
Be free, cheese and bread.
Don't let them in.
Skadoosh!
The fried geeks are coming.
Let it go! Let it go! Don't look back or they'll eat you! Let it go!
Panda.
Alright, so that wasn't my official question.
I'm literally looking at pictures of panda.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Spider-Man or Batman?
Well, I know nothing about either of them except one's based off a bat and one's based off a spider.
Well,
one's webby and one's a crybaby.
Oh,
nice. Alfred. Did you know, like, if you have an iPhone, if you say, hey, Pewter, Siri will respond, like, with quotes from the movie. Lego
no
Batman
way, we're totally going to do that.
Wait, what?
Like how Batman, because Siri did the voice of the Batcomputer in Lego Batman. So if you say, hey, Pewter, she will respond with quotes. So we'll pause real quick.
Alright, I gotta turn my volume all the way up. No way. Where did you hear this at?
I saw it on Facebook.
Hey, Pewter.
Oh, we gotta remember how to get to Siri. Okay.
Hey, Pewter. That's not what it said. See? I've been
eating. Oh my gosh!
They're in the microwave! See?
Oh, wow.
Say it again.
Hey, Pewter. Hey, Pewter.
That's nice. Amazing.
Hey, computer. Oh, wait, more. Hey, computer.
I am at your service, Lego Batman, sir. That's amazing.
What?
Nice.
The people at Apple are geniuses.
That's
why
they
have a genius bar.
That's so cool.
I haven't even seen it yet. And
it's it's very good.
If you love Batman, worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have a choice.
This is why you take the pens away from me.
No, I don't really have a choice. No, because when it comes to most superheroes, I know squat.
Alright.
Because I'm lame.
Oh, you got a question, Tommy?
If you could become some sort of mutant with, and combine yourself with any type of animal and become a superhero,
would you eat yourself?
Would you eat
yourself? Chicken man! Chicken man! Who can transform himself into a chicken wing!
Just chicken tenders that just shoots out.
No, Chicken Man fires chicken wings out of his gut, out of like his blast or something. Free chicken wings for y'all! I don't need to fight them. I can just give them chicken wings and they'll stop fighting and destroying the city. Because everyone loves their chicken wings.
That thing goes more off topic than I do.
And more in depth.
We were talking about superheroes and chicken wings, so why not?
So what was your actual question before
I
interrupted
you? If
you
could combine yourself with any animal, obviously now it's chicken girl.
No.
What animal would it be?
And I was going to put a little caveat on there. Not penguin.
Just to
change it up.
I guess I'd say either a peregrine falcon or an orchid mantis. That would be really cool.
An orchid mantis?
It's such an awesome bug.
Is it like
an assassin bug? Ooh.
Like a praying mantis?
You wear the carcasses of your enemies on you as a
assassin bugs.
What?
They're evil.
It'll kill ants.
And then it'll pile their corpse on its back to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
And they're cool.
That's amazing.
That's the assassin
bug. You need to look.
Am I the only person who didn't know about this amazing bug?
Yes.
I know.
We need to make a superhero based off of this
assassin bug.
Where he just kills bad guys on the sword. And he just puts them on himself to make artwork.
Or should he be the villain?
Where
he kills heroes.
He kills Colossus and then skewers himself on him.
Or just...
It would make more sense if they had that on my back right here.
I'm sticky glued Batman.
Colossus.
And on my leg right here, there's Superman. And on my toe right here, there's Spider-Man. I don't know how they got there, but they're there now.
quite the villain if he's killing these people.
That's pretty amazing.
It would make more sense if they did it with Deadpool when he killed the Marvel Universe.
That would make sense, too.
Just start sticking him on his back and stuff.
So did you see what my last question was, Tom?
No.
I came up with this question before I knew that that was her favorite animal, too.
That's funny.
So how fitting is that to be it's the last just question?
Serendipity, sir.
Okay, this is a question I came up with like days ago.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
A penguin walks through the door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say and why is he here?
So you are writing the script for this penguin. What would you want him to say?
My name is Anu Montoya. You killed my father. You have to die.
I don't know why, but I feel like it should burst into some song that has nothing to do with, like, Mexican culture at all or anything. Like, it wouldn't start singing, like, La Cucaracha or something. It would just start singing, like, Katy Perry or something random like that.
And then, baby, you're firework!
It's reasonably easy. It's a singing telegram.
Okay.
Like, from Clue.
It's a singing penguin-gram.
It's like, hello, my name is Juan.
Juan!
I'm here to sing you Katy Perry's.
Jay!
Leviticus has sent me.
I am sent by Leviticus.
John Cena!
That's amazing. Tessa, you gotta quit clicking the pen.
I do have one more question.
You're driving people crazy.
Sorry.
Okay.
Stir crazy. So, they wipe out all the vegetables in the world.
Oh,
none left,
dear.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Only meat. What do you do?
Well, you only
die.
Said vegetables, so just go
all,
eat some other plants.
All the vegetables. The edible plants. Damn. Vegetables and edible plants.
It's still eats fruit.
They take... The only thing left is meat.
Hey, Avenger! Fruit's an edible plant!
Yeah!
Berk!
Meh.
I'd start eating dirt or something like
dirt,
that.
Eat dirt.
Get something.
Eat dirt and die.
Dirt and die.
That's what we want all vegetarians to do.
I'm one with the dirt.
I think vegetarians are
you'll
amazing.
Die, they'll feed my food. They become grass, feed my food, and then I eat it. So in a turn, I'm eating
the circle
you.
Circle of life. It's the circle of life.
I don't know the actual Swahili, but I know what it translates to.
It's
Swahili.
A lion.
It's a lion.
Look, there is a lion.
Oh, really?
That's literally what they're saying.
Look, there's a fucking lion.
I wouldn't say it like that.
It's a lion.
That's the most boring thing you can sing about. It's a lion. That's a lion.
It's
but if you
a
sing
lion.
It like Jack Black, it makes it better.
It's a lion. Look, there's a lion.
Look at the lion.
The moment Jack Black was like, just serenaded us with whatever we were talking about.
Beautiful. So I figured we would end this crazy, weird, penguin-filled episode with a word association game.
All right.
Are y'all familiar with our word association games?
I believe so.
Normally, it's either been called Words with Weezer or Words with Larry.
Yeah. Neither one are here,
so we're doing it in memoriam of them.
Alright. I guess they're dead now. We kill them and eat them.
Can you play taps on your mouth trumpet?
Sorry, I gotta tune it. It's out.
I'm trying to be respectful and listen to taps and you're like interrupting yourself.
I'm gonna blow it out. You enjoy my dang right. Taps.
So
now
Would you like to, well, why don't you read the words?
You want me to read the words?
So Tom is gonna read a word to you, okay? And then we're gonna let Tessa answer and Avenger answer.
Right.
But it has to be the very first singular word that comes to your mind. So give me a random word and I'll demonstrate.
All right. The first word is doctor.
Penguin.
There you go. Not even close. But
one right. Word.
You just made me say a word. I was leading him to Doctor Who.
I'm like, no, he said Penguin.
Doctor what? Doctor how? Doctor why? Doctor when? Yeah, Doctor who?
So it has to be the first word that pops to your head.
Okay.
It doesn't matter whether it makes sense or not.
Okay.
It doesn't, obviously.
So we're gonna go with Tessie, and then Avenger can answer.
Ready?
Okay.
The first word is bacon.
I guess eggs. I don't know.
Okay.
Bifocals.
Bifocals.
Bifocals. Bacon bifocals.
Okay.
All right. Pickled.
Jam.
Ham.
Pickled ham. Interesting. Pikachu.
Derp, I don't know.
Derp.
Eat.
Eat.
Put a Pikachu in my mouth.
Pretzel.
I just like to make myself blue. So blue, I
blue.
Guess.
I thought a bun.
Pretzel buns are good.
Okay.
I do like mine. Fish.
Yeah.
Paste.
Bowl.
Fish bowl.
Shrimp.
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Cocktail.
Cocktail.
I was so hoping Avenger was gonna say bitch. I was trying to set you up for that to knock it out of the park.
We
did sue it so close. So close to a clean episode.
The word, that word keeps it PG still.
Just once, okay? Yeah. Okay, throwing it out in like a barrage of machine gun. Diabetes.
Fresh fry.
Matt Van.
Ooh.
Oh,
is that a bird?
Red.
An homage.
Is that a fat guy?
Is that a threat I smell?
Batman.
Glasses, I don't know.
Joker.
Okay. Matt Man.
Amazing? I don't know.
Brony.
Brony.
And ironically, I'm drawing the Mattman pony right now.
Yes! Tommy.
Guy?
No stars.
No. I give it 0 out of 2 stars.
Five.
Thanks.
You're welcome. What are husbands for, right?
That's right.
The gay but not gay men.
That's right.
That's how we're going to describe ourselves from now on.
We're kind of gay, but we're not really.
We're just two straight dudes married to each other. What's so gay about that?
What's so
gay about that?
It's perfectly normal. I mean,
gay.
Are you going to burst open your lap? Oh my god. All right.
Next word. Craving.
A pillow.
Maloney.
All right.
Ew, Maloney. Oh. Disgusting.
Maloney. Oh, great. Hat.
Me?
Bowler.
Apparently you just have a barrage of hats. Up. Hat me! And you just go out the door.
Like,
Mom, hat me!
I've worn hats for
hats.
7 years straight of my entire life, so.
Even when you sleep?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's nothing.
How did we not call her the Mad Hatter?
The Mad Hatter?
That's such a better name than Tessie.
Because
oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
sound like Tessie. That's why.
Are we going to officially change her name?
Tessie
the Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter. Works on a few levels. All right. Funny.
Comedy?
Tee-hee. Greasy.
Evan.
Balls.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh my god!
When you say those in tandem, it sounds really
good. Evan, I think if it hanging around Aiden
move
a bit
on,
too
move
much.
Move on.
Snickers!
I guess candy?
Oh, Snickers are delicious.
Bites?
Snickers bites, okay. Sushi!
My favorite! I love sushi!
What?
Favorite?
Sushi.
Sushi's awesome! Yes, I get it. It's
off.
Look, I get it. It's like an animal thing. But apparently, the sushi at Publix again is not even real crab.
Specifically,
and it's still delicious.
Okay. Although
so,
technically,
sure.
that sushi
so,
imitation crab is made from a specific type of fish.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I did not
She's
know
a
that.
Pescatarian.
So you're
not
a pescatarian?
Yeah.
Really
I don't know.
Oh,
I keep
okay.
forgetting. I don't know what. Because
my mind just exploded.
Animal.
I was like, what just happened to the whole hour we just talked about?
Brain aneurysm on the far in the lane
What have I done?
We should open up so many more questions.
I know, right?
Candy.
Delicious.
Cane.
Candy cane. Butter.
Yum.
Bacon.
Dobby.
An elf?
Dead.
Master has presented Dobby with funeral clothes.
I am dead.
Oh. Oh.
Bill Cosby.
I don't know who that is. I mean, I do know who that is, but I don't know anything about them.
That's hope. Okay.
Mental.
Mental. Nintendo.
Awesome.
64.
Okay. Pencil.
Obsessed with it.
Tip.
Obsessed.
Tip. Ponies.
Matman.
Tail.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
One broccoli. That's a good word association.
Not bad, not bad. Alright, well, I'm going to throw in an extra word.
Oh, okay.
Just for funsies.
Alright.
Yucky.
Meat,
Tucky.
I guess?
Yeah. Yucky, Tucky, and meat. That's what I figured.
That's good.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Yay. Amazing.
Meat.
I will draw on you. I will scribble on you with this pen.
Flannel.
Very
jacket.
Comfy.
You are getting out of
jacket.
You're too generic, Evan.
Not generic.
Yes, you are.
Hipster.
I scream hipster. My aura is hipster.
I mean, maybe my hipster would be cool, but you probably never felt it before.
Contract the hipster. Contract the hipster. Be the hipster.
The hipster penetrates.
I guess you
us.
Could say I've always been a hipster. So.
That's just kind of born that way.
Born that way.
Look, I was born.
The doctor wrapped me up in some plaid flannel. So.
No, I was just born with a flannel on.
Give me Starbucks.
Yeah. Ew,
I don't know, I'm sounding like Donald Trump now.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm the best hipster ever.
I deserve a small loan of $1 million.
I know it, you know it, everyone knows it.
I have a unicycle. I only listen to bands that Sean Hannity tells me to play.
He's the best.
He knows how to pick the best stuff.
Alright, Tessie, so how was your first episode of Deep Fried Geeks?
Extremely fun.
Extremely fun.
Extremely fun. That should be
extremely.
A quote for our webpage.
Extremely fun!
Extremely fun.
Alright, Tom, we're going to end with one more word association.
One more for the people at home.
Okay. So, they'll do it, and then you'll have to
oh, me
give
too?
An answer to it.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Jumping in.
Give me a second.
This is not helping my thought process. Bear.
Huh?
Bear.
A TV show?
Hams.
Grills.
We're talking about
bear hands. No, it's bear hands.
Alright, one more. Arnie.
DJ.
Get. Keep calm.
And geek on.